Okay, well, it's not really that much about them. I may have told you about the hard shells, I don't know, but mentioning about funerals, that when they die, that they don't believe that you go to heaven right then. What they do is like they go and put you out in the cemetery, they bury you, and you just wait there for Gabriel to blow his horn on the day of judgment. And on the day of judgment is when you go to either heaven or hell. That until then you're just out there. These are the hard shell primitive Baptists, the ones without any music in the church.
Yeah.
And something that they used to do that I'm not sure if they still do anymore, especially at country funerals, is that at the end of the service they'd open up the casket for one last look, and there just got to be some really bad scenes at them. People would like who had been holding up pretty well through the service, that would just be the end of it.
I went to have you ever been to a service like that?
Yes, I've been.
It's my first fundamentalist service this summer. This guy was interviewing bribes me. He said, well, I'll keep talking to you if you go to church with me, son. No big deal. Lord have mercy. You know, the shouting variety. Amen. Just pop up and down, you know, all this kind of thing. I was embarrassed. I'm from, you know, pretty conservative, well, I'm a conservative, but subdued kind of Methodist congregation.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy people.
Did anybody talk in tongues?
No, there wasn't one of those.
They did get up and shout,
yeah,
though. Did anybody walk on the back of the pews?
No.
Or start prancing in the aisles?
No.
I was wondering.
Is that
primitive? It's something. It may be because when we were at a family reunion one time, and it was during the business meeting afterwards, and they always singing, and like one woman got up and wanted everyone to pray for her brother, who was a preacher who had been sick, said that she was just talking to him the other day about the Lord and about death and dying and going to heaven. And so she started shouting. And after she calmed down and sat back down, the meeting was over and we left, we were talking about it on the way home. And my grandmother, this is my paternal grandmother, said that the only thing that she wanted to see was for the woman to either prance in the aisles or walk on the back of the pews. And so obviously she has seen this happen before.
You mean like going from the back of the front back of the auditorium?
I don't know if she meant like going like walking on them like,
yeah,
like going so from the front to the back or walking on them long ways, because they were homemade pews and had a 2x4 turned up, so there was about a 3-inch space there.
Yeah.
So that a very agile person could probably maneuver it.
Well, that's weird. You know, you've seen it all.
And my father used to, he and his friends would go to the Holy Roller Church just to watch them roll.
Did you see that documentary on Marjo Gortner?
No, I didn't.
You ever heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah, it was unreal. People get the shakes, you know, and fall down the aisle, like you're talking about. It's strange. You ever been to a black church service?
No, we can't do that anymore. Since integration, that is not possible. My parents have been, my grandparents have been. Blacks used to go to our church. We go to the Methodist Church in Osceola. And since integration, no. The whites would be horrified if a black came to worship.
Hmm.